This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. How's that March Madness bracket looking? Mine too. Today's bracket busters, that's nothing. 50 years ago, the NCAA men's basketball tourney started with just 22 teams in the first round. And when it came down to the championship, well, let's just say nothing's been the same since. On one side, there was Kentucky, as virtually all big-time college teams were then, an all-white team. And then there was the challenger, one Texas Western, an all-black team. The matchup was historic. The images from that game, the film, has been buried in the archives, but tomorrow, in honor of the season, ESPN will broadcast the game for the first time in 50 years. Frank Fitzpatrick has gone even further than that. He's written the book on the game, quite literally. And the walls came tumbling down, the basketball game that changed American sports. Mr. Fitzpatrick, thanks very much for your time, and welcome to The Standard.
My pleasure.
When you watched this game to research your book, what struck you about it?
Well, first of all, was that how different it was from today's game. I mean, it was a really slow-paced game. And if you were looking at it strictly from a sports point of view, you would say, what's all the fuss about? But it's kind of the sociological significance and the historical significance of that game that make it so special 50 years later.
So this matchup between Kentucky and Texas Western, we look back on it, as you say, and you obviously notice the color differences. But at the time, was it something people were taking note of, talking about?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's one of the striking things in researching this book was how little comment was made in the nation's newspapers about the racial makeup. It wasn't until afterward that, you know, people started to look at this game through a new lens and saw the dramatic contrast in the game and how that contrast helped affect college sports in the future.
Texas Western, just for the record, those who don't know, became the University of Texas at El Paso. And you write that team shocked the country, not just because they were good, but because their expectations of how they played, that they were actually sort of playing tactical ball. What did you mean?
Yeah, you know, one of their players that I spoke with said, we actually played more white than the white team.
More white than the white team. What does that mean?
Well, I think it meant that they played the stereotypical thinking back then was that you couldn't play five blacks together in a starting lineup because they would play an undisciplined, uncontrolled sort of style. I mean, it sounds ridiculous now, but these were the notions that people held to be true then. And Texas Western, by contrast, they played an extremely disciplined style. They walked the ball up court. They played really tight defense. They passed the ball around a lot before they shot. So atypical from what America had been led to believe would happen if an all-black team played together on the court. And that's why the game was so significant. It proved that was nonsense. And almost immediately after that game, you began to see an increase in the number of blacks at major colleges, not just in the South, but all around the country.
So when people tune in to watch this today, and maybe I shouldn't be so careful about keeping from listeners the outcome here, but I'm thinking, boy, it'll be fun to watch this, you know, just not knowing how this ends. What should they be looking for?
One of the things that's interesting, just from a purely basketball point of view, is that Pat Riley, the NBA executive and coach, is on Kentucky's team. One of the things you'll want to look for is right at the beginning of the game, Texas Western player from Houston, David Lattin, who coincidentally's grandson is playing for Oklahoma in this week's Final Four.
Wow.
He dunks on Riley early in the game, just sort of to send a message that this wasn't going to be as easy as you guys might think it's going to be. And another thing to look for is when they pan the crowd, you might see a Confederate flag or two among the Kentucky fans there. It won't be basketball 2016 style, but it'll be an interesting historical document nonetheless.
Frank Fitzpatrick wrote a book about this championship matchup between Texas Western and Kentucky, 1966, and the walls came tumbling down. Man, I'm going to have to DVR this one for sure. Frank, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
You know, by the way, if you're setting your DVR, it'll be ESPN 6:30 across most of Texas. That's tomorrow, 5:30 in the hometown of the Miners.